Here's another worrisome development in Hong Kong. Critics of the communist authorities have been getting abducted. This in a city where people are supposed to be able to freely speak their minds. The World's Patrick Nguyen has that story.
That's Gui Minhai, a bookseller from Hong Kong, sobbing on Chinese state TV. He's one of five men from Hong Kong, abducted in recent months, presumably by China. All are linked to a single Hong Kong bookshop. It sells scandalous titles about China's communist leaders, mistresses, corruption, stuff like that. China's Communist Party, they're not big fans. Gui was snatched from a beach town in Thailand. One of his colleagues, Li Bo, a UK citizen, was snatched right off the streets of Hong Kong. He also ended up in mainland China, confessing on TV.
That event is such a game changer. It totally wakes a lot of people up and gets them really, really worried.
That's KC Wong. He's a Hong Kong artist, a provocative one.
This kind of event totally reminds me of those POW in Vietnam War. You know, they forced the soldiers to confess in front of cameras, totally, like, treat them like war criminal.
Like the booksellers, Casey routinely mocks the Communist Party. Could this happen to you? Could you get abducted?
Anybody can. I can. You can.
Casey works in a warehouse overlooking a tropical harbor. His creations include a giant crimson beast with flashing eyes, a red menace terrorizing Hong Kong. He likes to parade it through the streets.
You do seem to enjoy teasing them.
Everybody enjoys teasing them because it's so absurd. It's just unbelievable.
I head downtown to see this scandalous bookshop. I find it near a busy subway station, located under a nail salon.
So I've come to a metal gate, and it looks locked. Okay, shop is shut. And there looks to be sort of a makeshift memorial here. People have just written directly on the wall in ink pen, "Never give up. Freedom is priceless. Big Brother is watching you."
That's how some Hong Kongers talk these days, like they're living in 1984. But the pro-Beijing crowd, they're dramatic too when it comes to Hong Kong.
They can kill this city. The question is, do we let them?
This is a pro-Beijing propaganda video from 2014, spelling out the dangers of the Umbrella Movement, the pro-democracy protest in Hong Kong. Protests haven't killed the city. They haven't liberated the city either. But activists are freaked out by the new wave of abductions.
If we don't want these kind of things to happen again, it is time for all of the people living in Hong Kong to stand up and fight back.
That's Agnes Chow, one of the Umbrella Movement's core leaders. She's only 19. When it comes to resisting Beijing, many Hong Kongers are kind of jaded. But Agnes says students like her are still eager to fight.
Some people may think that because we are young, we may have no power in fighting against the regime. But I think it's a responsibility for young people to advocate the power of people in one city.
You've seen people that have been abducted, they end up on Chinese state TV, crying and apologizing. If you were forced into that type of situation, how do you think that you would hold up?
I don't know. In that situation, if I don't do things according to their orders, I'll die, I don't know. But I'll try my best to fight against all the things because I don't want these kind of things to happen again in the future.
Agnes and other student activists just started a new political party. It's called Demosisto. Its first poster features Agnes, with a bow and arrow, posing like Katniss Everdeen, the Hunger Games heroine who overthrows an authoritarian state. For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Hong Kong.